Proclamation number 5830 dated the December 19th, 1953. Forerunner. Proclaiming Jesus. Humbly strive to become my true children, but don't aspire to extraordinary knowledge which is of little use for the perfection of your soul. For the least and the smallest in my kingdom is greater than he who deems himself superior. Humility is of extremely great value in my kingdom, and there is no space for arrogance. However, you must make a distinction between truly great and arrogance. You must make a distinction between what is great and what seems great. For whatever is great before me will be appointed by me as ruler over whole worlds and their inhabitants. It will govern infinite creations and countless living beings with me and within my will, and yet it will not be arrogantly spirited. But even he who deems himself great believes himself to be entitled to govern, yet he will never ever scale the height which would guarantee him a position as ruler. For I know every being's innermost attitude, I know where true humility exists and where my will alone fills a being. And thus I say, there is no being on earth with such an abundance of humility that I could inaugurate it as a ruler over the worlds in the kingdom of the beyond. For this humility is spiritual and a being like that is so closely united with me that it would be unable to live on earth. For everything in its environment would radiate in brightest light. These beings had already taken the path across earth which resulted in their total spiritualization on earth. They will never ever return to earth but constantly influence the earthly inhabitants. They send rays of light to earth because they are permeated by a greater than great will to love and their will to help. Let them be constantly active in a redeeming sense. And thus every individual person can be extremely strongly influenced by such a being of light. But that doesn't mean that the soul of this person is a soul of light having descended from above. Understand this correctly. Many souls of light embody themselves on this earth for the sake of a mission. Yet they are still approaching their final perfection as a child of God, which they can certainly attain by fulfilling such a mission. Perfected children of God, however, only affect people from above but strongly influence certain people if the conditions to do so are given, i.e., in order to be able to be active in the redeeming sense on earth. Even so, one spirit of light will be allowed to descend to earth. My forerunner, who wants to announce me myself before the end. He will proclaim me. He will once again prepare the way for me, for this has been my will for eternity, because he has been devoted to me from the start. Because he has been a fighter for his Lord from the beginning. It is he whom I have chosen to be my vassal, to be my herald, who always announced me by exclaiming it to the world when I approached people, who preceded me as the voice which told humanity to pay heed to me. He fought on my behalf and he will always speak up for the name of his Lord. Thus he is the ray, the light which I will send down to earth ahead of me, and he knows of my coming, of the end and of his task on earth, for he will recognize himself for who he is. And he is so profoundly devoted to me that his mouth only speaks my name, that every breath of air only glorifies my name, that every beat of his heart only beats for me, whom he will overzealously proclaim on earth and for whom he will also give up his life when his mission is finished. Hence he is the one who will live on earth shortly before my second coming, and due to his modesty people will not recognize him until he starts to speak in order to announce the one who will follow him. Then my own will suddenly realize who he is, yet my adversary will not recognize him. However, he will speak up irrespective of his own danger. He will proclaim the imminent end to people, he will tell them to repent, to to seek God and the salvation of their souls and to despise the mammon. He will announce Jesus Christ to them again with a voice of thunder, and everything that will help to glorify Jesus' name will be done and said by him. He will be my forerunner in the truest sense of the word. He will be the one who will open paradise again to all who believe his words, who faithfully wait for me to deliver them from utmost adversity. Amen.